Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
And it is time to go. You know where we're going, Waddle?
Where are we going?
We're going to Victory Monday Town.
Oh, that's what it's called? It's
Victory
called
Monday
Victory
Town.
Monday Town. Couldn't you have made it a little bit easier to say than Victory Monday Town?
I made it up right now. I'm spitballing here. Okay. We'll workshop that.
All right. Victory Monday Town.
Look, I just tweeted this, too. I didn't know if there would be a day like this in early September and mid-September, when we were sitting here making up bits and making up topics in May.
Oh, we weren't making anything up. We were just rolling with it.
We were rolling with it, but we were still, like, talking about Netflix, and we were talking about, you know, the Wayback stuff and everything like that.
Well, in
like,
the fall, baby, nobody gave up hope. No one on this show. Well, you guys give up hope back there?
I did.
No.
I didn't totally give up hope, but I didn't know that we'd have all the plates in the air spinning and that we would have a Sunday where we could watch a Bears come from behind win and a Cubs no-hitter in the same year that the Sox threw a no-hitter, and then the White Sox have the best record in the American League.
Because we're Victory Town winner and first place-ish stuff city.
We already have better suggestions in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Victoryville is leading the
way.
Victory Monday Town Township
City.
What about Victoryburg?
Victory.
Okay. I like that. It could be a burg.
Yeah.
It could be a how about Victory Village?
All right. Is that Victoryville?
Yeah.
Victory what about Ville? A Victory cul-de-sac?
I wanted to say Pound Town so bad, to tell you the truth.
We're going to Victory Monday
Pound Town is where we're going. But it doesn't make any sense.
What?
I'm just amped up.
How about take that town?
I'm amped up today.
And are you on the steroids today? Is that what it is?
I'm on the Victory Monday
Town
roids.
City Boulevard coffee juice.
Victory chews.
I am caffeinated. I am not steroid.
Woo! Yes.
No steroids in the system.
Hey, listen. W's are hard to get in the National Football League, especially during the COVID season. So I would say to you, every team that won yesterday and the teams that will win tonight, I would suggest to you that those players and coaches probably feel like it's a win and a half or two wins because of everything that they've gone through. So you tip your cap to your Chicago Bears for the coaching staff and for the players that showed the discipline that's necessary to get to the opening game of the season inside a pandemic. You tip your cap to young Mitch Trubisky for hanging in there after three quarters of unwatchable football and finding a way to make a play or two. You tip your cap to some receivers that were making fantastic catches. You tip your cap to the Lions for being Lions and that guy for dropping the ball in the end. I'll tip my cap to everybody. So you celebrate the W, but I can walk and chew gum at the same time, and I'm still concerned.
Yes, yes. We're going to have plenty of time for that, and I can't wait to get to all of it, Waddle, because the text chain was blown up during the game, and the anger was palpable. But this is the show for you guys today, the Chicago sports fan, who, look, we went months without sports. Everything was on hold, and here we are now, the second week of September, and we have ourselves a really, really fun day. 312-332-3776. We've got plenty of thoughts, but today is a day about you. Today is a day to hear from you. Today is a day where we don't need a lot of guests. We just want to get your thoughts. Are you today, as Waddle said, you could walk and chew gum at the same time. What are you doing more of? Are you walking in a Victory Monday, or are you chewing gum and pointing fingers and saying, that didn't look right?
Can I do both?
You can, absolutely.
I'm celebrating and sweating at the same time. And the sweat isn't from the celebration. The sweat is from the anxiety. I have celebratory motions. Look at me on Twitch. I am celebrating and I'm sweating because I have anxiety about what I saw.
I mean, if you're sweating and you're hot, pop that shirt off.
Woo-hoo!
Celebrate. Let's see some celebration.
Yes, today before six, no. Waddle has promised us every Bears win this year on Twitch that he will take off his shirt and pour water all over his body.
That's a lie.
In a Victory Monday celebration.
You sit on a throne of lies. You are a liar.
Hey, it works.
You live in Lie Town.
Yeah, I do live in Lie Town.
That's where you live.
You never promised that.
Falsehood Village.
But you never know what's going to happen. And welcome to everyone in the Twitch channel. It's hopping already. We have already near, record numbers. So tell your friends that you can watch and listen and react with listeners and with us on the Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago and all the other great ways to listen and watch. Let's get right to the phone lines right now because, again, it's about you guys today, and believe me, we have plenty of thoughts that we're going to get to, but it is a Victory Monday on a day that who knows if we ever thought we would get to. Jason in Plainfield, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jason.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
We're good.
Awesome. First and foremost, man, I am Sylvie Strong over here, feeling great over here in Victory Hood. This is a great day for Chicagoans, man, you know. I'm not a Cubs fan, but I tip my cap where it's due. You know, they definitely came out through a no-hitter. They just want to be like the Sox. Ain't that crazy? You know, but as a Sox fan, we're definitely leading the way. And the Bears, man, have we been waiting to see Mitch Trubisky play the way he played. Man, he... Look, you know what? He started off bad. You know, he didn't do too bad, but he started off rough. But, man, that fourth quarter, if he plays like this for the rest of the season, we're definitely going to the chip, guys. I mean, it was very encouraging.
Your promise is a chip with Mitch.
I am there. I am. If he plays like – now, I'm waiting for Khalil Mack to show up.
I'm starting to feel a little feverish. I may have to go home early today.
I'm waiting for our big guy to show up. Khalil Mack, I don't know where he was. Maybe he was abducted by aliens and he's just came back. But I'm waiting for him to show up. I'm waiting for our big people on defense to do what they need to do. But our offense
came through when it matters. Jason, you want to hear the first Bears joke of the day?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here it is. Ryan Pace cut the wrong Mac. That was Ladarius yesterday. They cut Khalil Mack, and they played Ladarius.
Oh, wow. They got confused?
Yes. No, come on. I think Khalil Mack actually, Abdallah was telling me statistically had the best win rate of any pass rusher.
He had one of them. He's top. He was top three yesterday in win rate.
Yeah. So when you look at the film and you isolate all of the snaps, he actually played okay, is what you're saying.
That's what I heard.
Okay.
How about with my first joke of the day?
That was good. That was very good. Yeah, thank you for the phone call.
Thanks, Jason.
Look, he's circling Mitch Trubisky, and he's telling you he played great, and he circled Khalil Mack, and he tells you that he's a bum.
Welcome to Chicago,
Happy Bears Monday, guys.
Welcome to Chicago, my man.
Hell yeah, pop that shirt off.
I'm not taking my shirt off, no way, because that's a cold take.
It's too cold
to respond to that with a shirt off.
Can we get to the first guy who's going to accuse us of pissing in his Cheerios? Because I had that a lot on my Twitter timeline yesterday. Joey in Bolingbrook, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Joey!
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Hey, Joey.
It was a win. They played well. Mac was good. It was a good game. That fourth quarter, I mean, I was a little upset for three quarters, but I think we're going to go 10-6. We're in the playoffs for sure. I think we'll take our division. What do you think?
Well, I thought you were going
to
accuse.
Why not 15-1? I mean, you lose maybe one to the Packers.
No, hold on. Joey on the phone told me you guys are too hard on Mitch.
That's what I thought you were going to say, Joey.
Well, yeah. Well, you were. You guys were really dissing him last week on what week he'll be out. He'll play the whole season.
It was almost week one.
It was almost week one.
We were that close to week one.
Yeah, come on now. I don't think you can say pissing in the Cheerios either, but.
All right, Joey. Yeah. Thank you. I am going to give him all the credit in the world for turning the ship around. you know, but it was, we're not haters. We are not haters.
And like,
that's why I've tried to this first segment to be really, really positive, and then we could get after it all, and whether or not you're half glass full or half
listen
empty.
Again, you, Sylvie, we can be both. I can be thrilled again that a W in this environment is like a win and a half. Like, you're supposed to go and beat the Lions because the Lions are the Lions, and we can get into that further in the show as well. But, like, these W's all count the same. So I can sit here and celebrate the W, but be more concerned or more curious today than I was prior to kickoff. I can do both. That's the thing here. I mean, I can celebrate a win and still be anxiety-ridden about a lot of what I saw. That's reality. That's reality.
Bryson on the South Side, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Bryson.
How about this, guys? We're going right down to Victory Avenue. No one can take you higher.
Nah, nah.
Nah, 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 nah.
Right down to Victory Avenue. No one can take you higher. Gotta love it.
Yeah,
awesome. Bro.
Go ahead.
Thank you for...
Oh, that's all you wanted to do? You just wanted to sing?
Well, that was half of what I wanted to do.
Okay, what's the second half?
You know what? I want to give mad props to Mitch, but also, probably the most maligned position the past 2 years, the kicker. The kicker came through yesterday. I mean, they may not have been long field goals.
Kicker love!
Hey, you gotta love those feet, man. Watch my feet. You got to love feet.
Yeah, I'm with
but
you.
Shout out to the kicker, man, because if he didn't do what he needed to do by putting points on the board, then we probably might not even be in position to win the game. So, and then shout out to the guy who dropped the ball. I mean, that was a clutch drop.
I gave him a shout out as well. Swift is his name.
He was their second round pick, wasn't he?
Well,
how about a little unswift? A little droppy over there.
Now here we go. It's your turn, Bryson. Take the mic. Come on, Bryson. Don't wilt in your... This is your moment. Come on.
Hey, your bear go. Claw. Let's
no
go.
No one can take you higher. I feel like I'm on Pineapple Express, baby. Yeah. We're going right down to Jackson Avenue. No one can take you higher. Hey, I don't know all those lyrics.
Come on. Here we go, Bryson. We're going
right down to Victory Avenue.
Well, Mitch no came alive in the fourth. He pooped
we're
his pants for 45,
right
then he woke up and killed
Avenue.
Him.
We're going to get some touchdowns.
Yeah, Bryson.
We're officially drunk on Bears Kool-Aid.
At Wilkins Honda and Subaru, we sell Hondas and Subaru.
Okay, we can do that too. Oh no, we're gonna rock on
down to Victory Avenue. No walking.
Alright.
There you go.
That was great.
Thank you, Bryson, to call in after every win, sing that.
Come up with like a different theme song for that week.
I'm about to write the song tonight, guys.
Okay. There you go, Bryson. Thank you.
Thank you. See you later.
That's awesome.
This is callers haven't made me laugh this much in a long, long time.
Listen, I mean, I'm going to just keep all the serious stuff tucked away. There's no
that's
reason
what
to even
mean.
Go there.
Like,
yeah, like you know
that's
what
Tuesday's for.
Let's just live in the moment here. Man.
Let's just be
Happy
the
Bears,
super fans
guys.
Today.
Where is the Super Bowl this year?
It doesn't matter.
We can't go anyway.
What does it matter?
I just want to know where they're going to play because I'm going to try to get a survey of the site.
Well, they're playing in Tampa, I believe.
There you go.
Yeah. I've already...
Oh, they'll have people been there by then, by February. You have a full place.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's Florida. They don't care.
Did you see the Florida State game this weekend?
Jacksonville's the only stadium that they allowed fans in yesterday.
Won money on the under for a thank you, Doug Kazarian, who gave us the under on Georgia Tech, Florida State.
Ah.
Boom.
He pays
one money on the Bears and the Bears on the money line.
That didn't look good for a while, Waddle. That did not look good
for
a while.
That's true. That's why the games are, you know, 60 minutes long.
All right. So, look. There you go. We started all that positive love, all right? Mitch gets credit. Mitch gets credit for the fourth quarter.
Yes.
There are issues still to dissect. And how do you feel about yesterday? Are you singing Electric Avenue like Bryson? Or are you a little more concerned? 312-332-3776. 3776. It's not only a victory Monday for the Bears, but for the Cubs, for the White Sox.
Oy!
And we're all over it. More next.
Victory Lane Avenue. Violence.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bears Monday brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers. And it is a Victory Monday. It's Victory Avenue. It's Victoryville.
You let me know when you want to walk down Reality Lane and we can go down there.
But until then,
we can put it off for as long as you want.
Well, we got so many people want to call. And again, like, I don't know how many days. I mean, first of all, the Cubs and Sox aren't playing for much longer. I mean, maybe they will go deep in October. They're both first place teams. But again, like, these days are few and far between. And, you know, look, we could bitch and moan any day. And there is plenty to be concerned about. You are right, Waddle. And I want to let you go off at like 2:30 or whenever you want to, and we could get that reality break. And I want to address like some of the comments in Twitch and some of the comments on Twitter as well. 312-332-3776.
Are the Twitchies not behaving?
No, everyone's behaving. But again, like with the loud, and I believe it is the minority, with the loud minority, there is a narrative about Bears fans or about, you know, if you do come up for a breath of fresh air, not fresh air, but come up for a breath of reality, then you're a hater. You know, the like, you can't in a victory ever look at what caused concern for three quarters.
And again, this is the walk and chew gum at the same time syndrome that some people struggle with.
But we're having
but
fun,
okay.
Right? And we're always going to have fun, but
yeah.
Especially now. Andy's in New Lenox. Andy, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? Happy Victory Monday.
You too.
So, you know, I'm not walking around chewing gum at the same time, but I'm definitely walking around today with my Staley out and proud. No,
there you go.
Staley out, ready to go. We got the Bears with the victory. Trubisky got it together. He delivered for a nice win. Waddle, you say a reality road. There is no reality road on the way to Dub. So the Bears got it done. That's all we can ask for. And let's keep it going. Super Bowl, Super Bears, baby. Play the music, Abdallah. Super Bowl, Super Bears,
Bears, Super Bowl.
Abdallah's in the studio with me right now, as you can see on Twitch. He doesn't have access to playing the music.
Yeah, right.
But he can sing it.
Super Bears, Super Bowl.
Yeah, not Super Bowl, Super Bears. Yeah. Come on, let's get it right. We're gonna go there. Let's go there correctly.
Look, did you see what the Browns did today?
Yeah.
Not only did they lose.
What do you mean? What did they do today?
They signed Cody Parkey on the heels of losing by like 50. They said, look, you know what's going to solve our ills? We're going to bring in a new kicker, and it's Cody Parkey.
I think what you just said indirectly was, at least we're not the Browns.
Yes, and you heard Greeny. I mean, he's already without hope. Craig in Lincoln Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Craig?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I look at that game yesterday, and first of all, I appreciate all the unbridled optimism out there as far as the victory. But to take a page from the White Sox, that game was the epitome of winning ugly.
Right, from the 83 White Sox, that was their
Craig,
catchphrase.
There may have been two teams in the NFL that you put that effort out onto the field yesterday and get away with a W. One was obviously the Lions, maybe the Jets, maybe the Browns. I mean, you're right. They're winning ugly, it's a W, but I can guarantee you that no one up at Hallis Hall is putting their head in the sand. In fact, I believe the head coach had the most thoughtful, important comment of all, suggesting that the W isn't going to provide the deodorant for all of the mistakes that were made across the board.
Yes. I mean, if we were on in Detroit, Waddle, I would be demanding for the Lions to fire Matt Patricia.
I'm in Chicago, and I would be I'm demanding that they. No, I don't care. I mean, I don't care about.
No,
the Lions,
you know what I mean. But if we were Detroit,
like
if I was a Lions, and the track record he already has,
yes,
with all those the. way they blew that game.
Why are you throwing it when you should be running it? Time was the only issue against you.
Why did you kick a 55-yard
field goal instead of punting it, making the Bears go the length of the field because their offense had struggled all day long? Why are you playing man coverage at any point, even though you're down three corners? Like, I have no answers for any of that. If I was a Lions fan, the way you said, I would be crestfallen at the moment.
Hunter is in Lakeview. Hunter, you're on ESPN 1000.
So I want to start off with, you never want to be too low, and Abdallah, you never want to get too high. So Trubisky's success is not going to be sustainable. So you saw early in the game they were playing a lot of zone. Then they switched to man late. All that did was give a recipe for other teams. They know that you can show man coverage pre-snap.
Hunter, that
roll out to a zone.
That
Trubisky has not figured it out. You also see when they take away his number one look, that's what led to that sack fumble, 3rd and 27 or whatever.
Hunter, that's not a new playbook. That playbook's been on display now for several years. But you're right. What you identified was exactly correct. But the playbook's
he can't beat the zone. He can't pick a pocket in the zone.
Well, it's still clear. He struggles against it.
He also hasn't been able to figure out these pre-snap coverages. He worked all offseason on that. And, yeah, he made a couple of decent throws against the Lions. But the Giants are running a 3-4 this year with a lot of nickel. I bet you they're going to run a lot of zone.
They're still the Giants, too. So, I mean, like, I still feel good about the Bears as much as, and again, we'll get into this later, as much as what they did on a number of fronts concern me. Like, I'm still playing. I told you a week before they played the Lions, I'm going to still bet on the Bears. 5.5, maybe bet them on the money line this week.
Yeah, and you'll get a better idea tonight, too, because don't forget the Giants are on Monday Night Football, the early game tonight.
Yeah. There were a lot of chesty Lions fans all week long, weren't there?
I didn't hear from them. I've heard other people accuse them. Where did you hear from these Lions
fans?
Well,
I mean, I thought they were all over Twitter, and I think that the Lions, we have a preview of Abdallah talking about the sexy pick this year.
Are you confusing chesty Lions fans with NFL analysts and people that are predicting all the season?
Them. Well, that's the Lions different. I didn't hear Lions fans, but I did hear national media members suggest the Lions are going to be better.
I bet if you go through Twitter, there were chesty Lions fans prior to the game.
Well, I don't follow chesty
Lions
fans.
Do Lions fans know how to use Twitter?
Wow, yes.
No.
Yes, they do.
Think about this, too, guys. Like, I mean, when we circled the defense, we're talking all this stuff about the corners being out. Kenny Galladay didn't play the entire game, and they still marched down the field, and
their starting left tackle. Their starting left tackle was out.
And they didn't get much pressure, the Bears D.
No, listen, there's a lot to go over, but I'm going to celebrate with you.
All right, Peter in Miami. Peter, you're on ESPN 1000.
Guys, how's it going? Happy Victory Monday.
Yes, you sir. Too,
Peter.
As Bears fans, we could all be happy for the win, but we have to see, we have to look at reality right in the eyes. For me, I'm sorry, but I'm not biased as a Trubisky hater. I'm not. I want the guy. I hope we have.
No, that's your kid.
he's not screaming all this time, and now he wants to scream. So. I hope for his sake that the last 5 minutes of the game continues and, you know, he improves. But the playbook or the plays was kind of like last year's. How many times do we have to see him throw to the line of scrimmage and get a receiver popped? Is it going to be like the Denver game? The one throw that set up the field goal is going to be the one touchdown? Okay, it was a great throw, but... Is it 0-for-7 in third down conversion? That's not good. It's not. If you take any other 30 team in the NFL, that game was not a W today.
Peter, thank you. I believe Waddle, he deserves way more credit for this game than the Denver game, where he made just that one throw, stepping up in the pocket to set up a long field goal mile high, like. He was terrible for three quarters, but he was really good in the fourth quarter. A lot of it had to do with the Lions, but still, it was more than just one play in that fourth quarter.
I mean, I can't imagine how many guys, after playing that poorly for the first three quarters, would have just gone into the tank and never been able to pull it up. I mean, and you give him all the credit in the world. the question then becomes, is anything different? And at some point today, I'd like to have the conversation as to why I feel, at least through one game, nothing has changed. Like, I'll celebrate to the end of the day with you. But once we're, okay, that's the chewing the gum part of the conversation. Now we walk. And when we walk, there's another conversation that I think needs to be had that, you know, if we're really truly evaluating what we saw yesterday and we can use our pom-poms and use our brains, then the conversation becomes a little bit more in-depth and a little bit different, deeper.
All right. Here's what we'll do. We're going to give the ball to Waddle and get the F out of the way. And we're gonna ask him what he really saw. What was the reality of what he saw for four quarters? We have a ton of great callers. You guys have been awesome so far. It's a glorious victory Monday. 332-3776.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Bears win. They're 1-0. Also talking about a no-hitter that Alec Mills threw for the Cubs. First time ever, Waddle, that both teams had a no-hitter in the same season.
It's unbelievable. Of all the guys on that Cubs starting staff, with all due respect to Alec, he's probably the last guy you would have predicted would have had the no-no, isn't he?
Absolutely. It was like the opposite of the Giolito no-hitter, where Giolito had like all these swings and misses. He had like a low for like three or four swings and misses or something
like
that.
Yeah, five strikeouts?
Five.
Yeah. Five strikeouts, was it?
Five swing and misses.
Right.
That's
five strikeouts.
Yeah.
It was like five strikeouts and three walks. But as far as the swings and misses, like Giolito had like 20 or something like that. 20 or it was a high number.
If this wasn't a celebration Monday, I'd invoke the name Phil Humber. But I'm not going to do that.
Well,
today I won't.
That's a big comparison. We'll see if Mills continues to, though,
not
you
doing
know,
that.
Rise a little bit. And the White Sox, you know, they have the huge series against the Twins. They have the best record in the American League. It is just an absolutely glorious day. But I'm going to hand you the pigskin. And, like, when I just, you know, we've done a lot of celebrating. So anyone who wants to complain. But when you looked at yesterday's game, what is your prevailing thought?
Well, it's nothing has changed is the first thing that comes to mind. You're supposed to beat the Lions. They're a lesser opponent, poorly coached, correct?
Yes.
Check. Mitch struggles from the pocket, doesn't process things well. His footwork breaks down. That leads to a breakdown in mechanics. And we saw that for 45 minutes yesterday. Check, right?
Yes.
Mitch excels when they're down a couple of scores and can play free and easy out there. Mitch can make plays outside the pocket, whether it's with his feet or they get him out on the edge. And there were a couple of examples of that. He broke the pocket, ran for 20 yards, also had the face mask penalty tacked on. The touchdown pass to Wims was a beautifully designed play and beautifully executed by Mitch. And he can make the occasional one read, see it, stick it, beautiful throws like the one we saw to Anthony Miller, right?
Yes.
Check, check, and check. So what has changed? Nothing has changed, unfortunately. That's my point. Like, and sadly, and listen, I always hope for improvement, but we were told all offseason that the footwork's cleaner, the mechanics are. The guys on Fox showed you at halftime. I mean, a couple of the, it breaks down. Now, we have seen Mitch in the past, like the last 15 minutes of the game, were Mitch doing things that Mitch has done well previously? So I'm not surprised. Like, nothing I saw yesterday surprised me. The throw to Anthony Miller, he identifies single high safety on the other side. He knows he's got one-on-one. It's a one-read, see it, throw it, pass. It was a beautiful throw. So listen to me, all those people that want to claim haters. It was a beautiful throw. That's elementary. The fade to Jimmy Graham on the goal line, 6'7 versus 5'10 backup cornerback. He placed the ball perfectly. That's a single read, see it, stick it, throw. We've seen Mitch do that in the past. What we have been unsettled with and the things that leave us itchy and scratchy were on full display yesterday for the first 45 minutes, so much so that I really did wonder whether or not Matt Nagy was going to make a change. Now, look, the same thing. We've seen this story before as well. When the third quarter clicked into the fourth quarter, I walked out of my room. I walked into my family room. I said to my wife, Mitch has got him right where he wants him. And my wife giggled and laughed and said an expletive and said, what the blank are you talking about? I said, this is when he excels. When you can play free and clear. Like, we've seen this. I'll give you three examples last year. New Orleans Saints. Second Green Bay Packer game. Philadelphia. What did Mitch do? And he had help. But what did Mitch do? He dug a hole so deep and fell in it that all they could do was try to get out of it. Okay? And better teams, ultimately, what did they do against the Saints? They rallied back. Mitch had a couple of touchdown passes, right? What did they do against the Green Bay Packers? Remember the second game up in Green Bay where offensively they were treacherous? And then the end, they rallied back and they made a little bit of a game of it. What did we see against Philadelphia last year? You get down big at half. I mean, it was maybe the most dysfunctional half of football we've ever seen. And then they came back and they made a game of it. What the Saints, the Eagles, and the Packers did, they're all good teams. So they let you climb out of that hole that you created for yourself. You get to the top of the hole and they put a boot on your forehead and they push you back down. And they win those games. The Lions aren't good enough to do that. So again, listen to me. Is what I'm telling you is you give them all the credit in the world. But when you zoom, the micro is they found a way to win after being inept for 45 minutes. You tell me, have you seen an offense that looked any worse than that or comparably worse than that for the first 45 minutes of a game?
No. No, and even... no other team would have let Mitch up off the mat after that horrible 4th-and-41 drive. The one where he fumbled, the one in where he missed a wide open. Allen Robinson who he missed, who was wide open?
I believe so.
He didn't get it to him. He underthrew it. You know, it was, again, it's like you said about digging the hole. The problem with Mitch is there are teams sometimes that dig themselves a hole, and the quarterback's good enough to dig them out of it. Mitch digs himself the hole. Correct. All of the problems, yes. These holes are always Mitch dug.
Right.
That's the problem, and yes. That's why I'm always reluctant to really come and give him this, hey, you played awesome fourth quarter credit, because you're the dude that put yourself in the position.
That's my point, Sylvie, is like, again, you got over the hump. You got out of the hole yesterday in Detroit. Some would argue because it's Detroit. Some would argue you lost Jamie Collins, your best linebacker, in the first quarter because of a silly, you know, decision he made. You were without Jeff Okuda, their first pick of the draft. They were without two of their starting cornerbacks in the second half of that game. You don't apologize for winning this game. You celebrate it like we did. But when you look at the macro, I just gave you the micro. They found ways to make plays. And I tip my cap to Mitch. There are a lot of guys that would have just gotten into that shell and never got out.
Sure.
But yeah, like
Jay,
you said,
throws four picks and a lot of times he's done.
But again, go back to last year. I just gave you remember what happened to the Saints? They were so bad offensively. And then here comes that little rally. And then the stats show you at the end of the game, well, it wasn't that bad. The Green Bay Packer game, they dominated you. You couldn't do anything on offense. And then here you go. Here's some stats that make the game look a little bit closer than it was. The Eagles game, same exact scenario. But as I said to you, good teams find a way to finally cinch up your belt and then put you away. So it actually looks better at the end than it really is. So that's why when I say to you, Sylvie, that nothing has changed. The things that Mitch struggled with the last year plus, he struggled with for the first 45 minutes of that game. The things that Mitch has done well in the past and given us hope, he did well yesterday. The throw to Anthony Miller was beautiful. As I said to you, the broken plays, even the ones by design, when he gets out of the pocket, Matt drew up a great play, the touchdown pass to Wims, he's rolling left, and he throws the ball into the end zone for a touchdown. That's a fantastic play by the quarterback and by the offensive coordinator. The throw to Miller, fantastic. The read and throw to Jimmy Graham. Those are all positives. But inside the context of the game of football, those are single read, see it, stick it, throws. We've seen Mitch do that. Mitch won't grow into the quarterback that everyone wants him to be until he can do the things we saw him not do in the first 45 minutes.
Yeah.
To play against a zone defense and process things, to read and to react. I mean, you saw the footwork, the mechanics, it breaks down. And the fact that Matt Patricia did some of the things he did. God bless him, because I wanted a W. I wanted to eat a W. But it was unconscionable, if you're a Lions fan, to see what he did. So when that's my, I mean, it's to me, it's more of the same. Again, love the W. You only beat the Lions, maybe the Jets, possibly the Jags playing that way. Okay, so like the defense scare. So when I say to you, I'm a little more concerned now than I was before they kicked things off. I'll go beyond, because Mitch was exactly who I think Mitch is. I think I've just elaborated on that. So more of the same for him. The defense, I think they'll be better next week. I think this defense wasn't good yesterday, but I have a ton of faith in them. I think they'll be better.
426 yards without Kenny Galladay.
Was awful. I thought their running game was fantastic. Like, they're not elites, but Matt stayed with the run, and they averaged over 5 yards per carry. The offensive line was solid. Thumbs up. I thought they looked like their receiving core could be significantly better. Mooney, the rookie, like what I see.
Yeah,
Anthony
yeah.
Miller paid off on all of that potential we saw in his rookie season. And Allen Robinson's a pro. He's a one. You know, he may not be the best one in the league, but he's a one. So I give you the things, good and bad, but the biggest issue, the one that everyone's talked about, and again, look at me tip my cap to him making plays and helping them win a game. It was exactly the same thing we've seen for the last 16 games.
It's the farthest thing from being a hater. Waddle just broke it down for everyone. 312-332-3776. We got a ton of callers we want to get to. Braggs is on hold. Chase and Aaron and Alec. Is that Alec Mills? We'll find out. All of it is coming up next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Things are hopping on a victory Monday. Bears are 1-0. The White Sox keep on winning. Best record in the AL. Twins are in town. And the Cubs.
Love it.
Got themselves a no-hitter. We all love it. And the number to reach us to celebrate the victories, 332-3776.
I hope I didn't bring you down. I mean, just like, I'm just trying to give you my original thoughts.
You know, some people won't, you know, like the analysis. Other people only want to have sunshine today. And they don't want to hear anything that may be true, Ben. But that's the way you are. That's the way we all should be.
And I've given ample credit for what I saw in the final few minutes of the game. I mean, I'm not like the throw to Anthony Miller was gorgeous.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Let me read you real quick a stat line from last year. You tell me when this game was, okay? 34 for 54, 251 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Saints?
Yes.
Because he had 54 when they were trailing. And they abandoned the run game.
Were they ever in that game?
And it was against Teddy Bridgewater, not Drew Brees.
Correct. Were they ever in that game?
No.
So, like,
I got a better one for you later, okay? I'm going to give you a stat line from a way back Mitch game later. But I want to get to the calls. Aaron in Atlanta, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Aaron?
Sylvie, great to hear your voice. Waddle, you summarized everything perfectly. Thanks for taking my call. He has to be consistent. It was at one point when I think Akeem Hicks had got the sack. They'd already scored previously. They needed the ball back. The Bears' defense was not the defense we expected. And we just need that consistency. Of course, happy to have the victory. Love the game. Love the last 10 minutes of Mitch's fourth quarter. But for the first three quarters, guys, everybody that's listening has to admit we wanted him gone. I thought Nagy had a great scheme with the running game. It's just Mitch is Mitch. And you're right, Waddle, when he got out of the pocket, he was able to create with his legs or throw the ball.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's in the micro, you celebrate the victory. It was a W. They're hard to get in this league. The macro, it was more of the same. And I highlighted the good and the bad, but it was pretty much all. It's the same thing we've seen for quite some time.
The one, and then the one area, like, it's more than just Mitch, too. The one area of concern is in London, you watch the Oakland Raiders, who weren't very good at the time, go the length of the field and beat you when you finally got back and got the lead. Like, I've seen it with Philadelphia in that playoff game with Nick Foles, 60 yards. Like, again, the Lions marched down the field with, like, no timeouts left after they burned the two pretty early, and they still should have won the game. Like, there's that defense that is sort of sneaky, not as good as we thought at times.
That performance by our offense and our defense gets you beat by 28 to 30 teams in the National Football League.
Greg Braggs is on the line. Braggs, you're on ESPN 1000. Happy Victory Monday.
Woo!
What's up, boys? So I got the funny for you, and then I got the level-headed thing. You want the funny first?
Sure.
All right. So you know I'm a dad now, so I've been doing nursery rhymes, and I got a nursery rhyme for Mitchell and Displains. All right, you ready?
All right, let's hear this.
It goes like this. Oh, where has Mitchell and Displains gone? Oh, where can he be? His takes are so hot and they are so wrong. Oh, where can he be? That's how it goes. How did it go? Did you like that? I didn't get enough laughs.
I think he may be more right today. But I think he may be more right today than he's ever been.
No, he said they were going to lose and he should be in the Canadian Football League, but he just beat a National Football League team. So here are my level-headed thoughts now. The things that have changed from last year, their run game is much better, as Tom Waddle just alluded to. The biggest gold star Matt Nagy gets is he stuck with the run game when they were down 3-score. To me, that won them the ball game. For Mitch, I thought from the run game being so effective, he was much better in the play action game. Maybe to me that opens it up more for him. And our previous caller talked about how he's a 1-read quarterback, and that is one of his bugaboos. But on the touchdown to Javon Wims, he said today that was his second read. And like Waddle said, getting him out of the pocket, getting him out in space, he makes better plays that way. He's more comfortable. And I saw a next-gen stat that just got put out by ESPN. He had 3 tight window touchdowns in the fourth quarter. We all know he can make those kind of throws. How do you unlock that in the first quarter? To me, you keep running the football. Get off the bus running, as Lovie Smith used to say, and run that play action. Get him outside the pocket. And I think you're going to see more. You just build off this 1 week at a time. But, yeah, you cannot wait 3.5 quarters and then go crazy, you know, every time you're down 21. That is not winning football. They got to figure out how to get that kind of football in the first quarter, and I think it'll be much more palatable and people couldn't appreciate what's going on here. But until then, hey, and then the other thing, too, is the defense. If, like you guys said last week, if they get a lead, I think the defense will be more recognizable because they aren't the defense we're used to seeing that we saw in 2018. They need a lead early on. So that's all on Mitch and Matt Nagy to figure out right now against the Week 2 Giants. No quarterback competition has been settled off this week. Mitch saved his life at the end of that game.
Yeah, thanks, Braggs. Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Greg.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, early on, the defense does need a lead so they could get after the quarterback. But again, they still had the lead late in the game, and they let the Lions go downfield. And if not for that drive, oof. I mean, thank goodness. Chase is on the south side. Hey, Chase.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, happy what's going on, Chase? I like hearing from you.
Man, you guys, man, what's up with the negativity?
Reality ain't negativity, Chase.
I just play. It was a couple of things that did bother me about that game. One of the things that I did not like was at the end of the second half, before the first half, things like they threw the ball twice, and I think the announcer on TV, on the radio, mentioned it, like, why would you throw the ball twice? You stop the clock, you punt the ball, and then the Lions get the ball with 30 seconds left, score a touchdown. They get the ball in the third quarter, march all the way down the field, and score a touchdown. Though that situation kind of worried me a little bit because I don't understand why did he just run the football and just, you know, took a timeout or something. I mean, just run the football or, you know, and just let the clock run. Another thing was when Trubisky, I was disappointed with the tight ends because he almost got the rookie tight end, like, killed with some of the throws he made. And another thing is, why did he go for fourth? When he went for fourth down, why didn't he, if you're going to kick a field goal, you don't trust your kicker, then why is he even on the roster then? Because I felt like you're going to go for it on fourth down. Then, you know, you don't trust your kicker. Then why is he even on the field? Because in a late game situation, if you don't trust him and he missed a kick to hurt your team, then that could really hurt your season. So that was a little bit concerning to me about that, the tight ends. Because I didn't understand why did you bring in drafted, why is Demetrius Harris on the goal line? Why are you throwing to him? Why, you drafted this kid with a second pick. Why didn't you use him more? I didn't understand that. That was my only problem outside that, though.
A lot of good questions, Chase. Thank you. Thank you. Waddle, answer those. We're back into 2 short minutes. So answer Chase's questions. We also have all the sounds from an incredible Chicago sports weekend that we'll never forget. It's up in 2 minutes.